The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and Rootseller Sue Balcom is joining us from our Bismarck microphone to talk about Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You sent an email with some notes about what you wanted to talk about, and this one kind of looks like a cat just walked across the keyboard here. What is this word?
I think, actually, I have it spelled right, too. If you're not from the Tri-County area and you're not a German from Russia or Deutsch, Danish, there's a cookie that we have every Christmas, no matter what, called Pfeffernuss. And there are many, many different ways that people make them, but they're basically the same traditionally firm coffee dunking type cookie that my relatives are like knocking on my doors to have me make them for them.
Well, do you know the origin of the word? Like, do you know what this means?
It's peppernut in German. Oh, okay. And so you're thinking, yeah, that doesn't make any sense, except it does because they're very spicy and there's actually black pepper and coffee, dark, heavy, coffee in the batter. And that gives them, there's just that little undernote of pepper in there when you're eating them.
And in the note, you say they become better with age.
Oh, yes. There's lots of spice in them, like ginger and cloves and cinnamon, maybe mace. There's also honey in them and then sugar. And my recipe is like got 17 cups of flour in it. That's almost 10 pounds of flour.
Oh, jeez.
So you can't possibly.
How many are you making?
Well, you can't possibly eat them all weekend long. So naturally, they're a good storage cookie. However, the main spice in there or the main flavor is anise. And so it is very prominent, and when you put them in, you don't even have to put them in the freezer. We usually keep jars of them around until about Easter time. Those flavors just seem to intensify and marry, and they're just a wonderful cookie. But I think maybe, just maybe, the reason my relatives love them all is because my grandparents made them, and they're a happy Christmas memory.
Okay. Sure, they're tradition then, huh?
Right.
It sounds like there's a lot of potential here for this to be a great dunking cookie.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, some people prefer them to be hard. I know I've seen the boughten ones. They are always covered with powdered sugar if you find them in the store. But I did have a friend call me up and say, those are like Russian tea cakes or Mexican tea cookies or something like that. And I said, no, we always roll ours in powdered sugar. And they're dense. And so if you can grab a cup of coffee and a couple of those, they're just amazing. They're better than an eggnog latte.
Now, you said anise is an important ingredient. There are different kinds of anise, right?
Absolutely. There's the star anise, and then there is the regular anise. The star anise is used in the five spice powder that you can find in Chinese grocery stores, but that does not work for making these cookies. The anise that we use in the cookies is actually a seed, which would be considered a spice, which is any other part of a plant than the leaves. So when it's dried, that becomes a spice. You know, seeds like anise, cumin, coriander, mustard, and those kinds. So you have to get the anise that's a seed. However, I've tried many different forms of this, like the extract and or crushing up the seed with my mortar and pestle. Nothing works as good for these cookies as the oil does. So it's hard to find that anise oil in the stores anymore. Back in the day, they used to have a rack in every drugstore you went into that had, you know, vanilla oil or cinnamon oil, those kinds of things, clove oil for making cookies. But I think since people don't bake as much, there's not as much call for it. You can find it at like places like King Arthur and Amazon. But be sure you're purchasing a food-grade oil because that way you'll be sure to get good organic ingredients for your cookies.
So is it kind of like an extract on steroids?
Well, have you ever used an essential oil like lemon or clove for flavoring? You know, it's heavier.
More so for like diffusing in rooms and stuff
right.
like that.
Right. I use mine for cooking, for crying out loud. And then that's where the smell comes from, because when you're baking, it's like amazing.
You could be a realtor. Yeah.
Well, you know, that is something I used to do whenever we'd sell a house, is put a pot of soup on to cook before I left. So
yeah, that's genius.
There's something to be said about walking in a house that smells like just about anything but sauerkraut, which we made over the weekend. And sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, when is that smell ever going to go away? Oh no.
Sue, if you use 10 to 20 cups of flour for a batch of these cookies, how many are you making?
Well, let me see now. I would say approximately, they're about that big. Boy, I don't know. I've already made three batches. It's got to be at least 60 or 80 cookies, depending upon how big you're making them. They're better when they're a little bit smaller because they are so intense, like most German people you'll meet. And, of course, if you don't like black licorice, I wouldn't even recommend buying any, because they have that black licorice, which is that anise flavoring.
That already sounds very good to me.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to get you some. Like I said, they're the best cookie for, like, if you have relatives in the service and you want to mail them cookies, this is the cookie you want to make, because you can't break them.
Well, you know, ginger snaps can be hard or soft. Can you soften these up?
Yes, you can. I like them when they're a little bit softer than hard as a rock. So if you don't eat them right away, which we pretty much ate all of ours right away, you can put them in a jar and take the heel of your bread, unless you're like us and fight over that part.
I do.
Okay, put a middle piece in the cookie jar, and then seal that up. And that bread will, of course, become hard as a rock, and your cookies will become softer. My mom used to do that all the time. It does.
I do that with brown sugar.
Oh, yay. Yes. That's the same concept. Yeah. And then, of course, this does steal some of the powdered sugar from any cookies that it's touching. But you just give them another roll in a bath of powder and they're just fine.
I want to talk about another spice that's in these cookies, because I remember the first time that I came across mace in a recipe. I sort of did a double take because, you know, I thought it was the self-defense kind of mace.
God.
It's not.
Do you love it, though?
Yes.
Love the flavor of mace.
Yeah. I had to go to an Indian market to find it.
It's really weird, too, because I think that Norwegian or Swedish breads sometimes have mace in them.
Yeah.
But that's another one of my total favorites. And the only thing I know about that is that it is a spice. It is a seed. If you have a mortar and pestle, of course, buying seeds, the flavor stays better in the seed if you grind it just before you're going to use it. I actually have like nutmeg nuts, and I grate those whenever I need nutmeg, which is another one of my favorite spices at Christmas time. Eggnog and such, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely you experiment a little bit with these flavors. They go well with sweet, and that's what's so good about mace and anise and, you know, not cumin, of course, but, what's the other big one?
Cinnamon, ginger.
So there's a little cinnamon in this cookie recipe, too. But anyway, just try them sometimes. They're really awesome. But buy the seed if you can, or I think Penzi spices are probably the freshest on the market that people around here are familiar with.
Well, we check in with Root Cellar Sue once a week, at least on Main Street. And if you have a question,
you can send it to mainstreet@prairiepublic.org.
Or you could visit my website at rootcellars.com. We'd be happy to answer your questions.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, guys.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.